But first, in the wake of the deadly school shooting in Parkland, Florida, Arizona's governor has rolled out a plan meant to prevent similar incidents here. On Monday, Governor Doug Ducey's office revealed the details of the proposal, which includes new measures to keep guns from dangerous people and more money for mental health and public safety in schools. And KJZZ's Will Stone was at the governor's office covering the release, and he joins us now. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lauren.
So tell us first, how did this plan come together?
It's the result of extensive meetings with school administrators and teachers, police officers, and mental health professionals, among others. And the governor's staff also reviewed some of the deadliest school shootings in recent years to see, you know, what lessons could be learned, what could have been done that wasn't. And out of those talks came this proposal that touches on public safety and mental health in schools. For example, there's funding for more police officers and school counselors. There's a proposal to create an optional program to train retired law enforcement who want to volunteer as kind of backup officers on campus. And the plan also seeks to improve our background check system and how we keep track of people who shouldn't have access to firearms.
Right. So I imagine most people, Democrats and Republicans alike, can generally support more money for mental health resources. But what about regulating who can have a weapon? How does this plan actually change that?
The centerpiece of Ducey's plan is the creation of a new legal avenue for intervening when someone is suspected of being dangerous. It's called a severe threat order of protection, or just a stop order, and it allows law enforcement, teachers, or others who are close to a person to petition a court to temporarily prevent someone from accessing a gun. So under current law, there's no real mechanism for someone who suspects a person might be dangerous to intervene, you know, short of trying to get that suspect, you know, involuntarily committed, which is quite difficult. This would change that and still preserve, you know, due process. A judge has to review the order and determine the extent of the evidence. And if it's granted, the order would then be valid for 2 to 3 weeks, depending on the situation, and could be extended if necessary. And the governor's spokesperson, Daniel Scarpinato, told reporters that when they reviewed some of the deadliest school shootings, you know, including in Parkland, Florida, it was clear there had been warning signs, and this stop order would let people act on those.
If someone is a threat, but maybe not clinically mentally ill, there would still be a tool in the toolbox here. In terms of surrendering the weapons, not only are they required to do it, law enforcement can seize the weapons, and if you violate it, you will go to prison.
Okay, so we have this proposal for a stop order for people who are suspected of possibly carrying out a mass shooting. Is there anything else that addresses background checks? Who shouldn't have a gun?
Yes, Lauren, the plan has money set aside for technical updates to Arizona's background check system, an online portal for law enforcement to report criminal histories. It also establishes a center for school safety that would basically serve as a centralized tip line for reporting suspicious people or behaviors. But one thing it does not address is the so-called gun show loophole that allows people in private sales to buy a firearm without a background check, and that appears to be a major sticking point for Democrats.
Right, right. What are they saying?
The Democratic leadership came out very quickly and strongly against the plan, saying while they support some of the ideas, in fact, some of the ideas are their ideas, it does not go far enough. In their meetings with the governor's office, they said they had made it clear their support was contingent on a few specific provisions, you know, namely something to ensure someone who buys a gun undergoes a background check, and a ban on bump stocks. That was the device used by the Las Vegas shooter that allows semi-automatic weapons to fire more rapidly. Neither of those appeared in the governor's plan. And here's what House Minority Leader Rebecca Rios had to say right after it was released.
Over 90% of Arizonans support background checks, both Republicans and Democrats. We frankly do not understand what the governor is afraid of.
So the legislation hasn't been fully drafted yet, and Democrats said, you know, they're hopeful Republicans are still open to negotiation. But until they see the bills, they're going to hold off on saying how they'll vote.
All right. That's KJZZ's Will Stone. Will, thanks.
Thanks, Lauren.